Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Sans Pants Radio. Order in the court! Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mom.
And today we're talking about advertising your business. Got to get your business out there so that people... You can't be making shoes, but nobody knows you're making shoes to sell. Cobbler was maybe a strange choice for the first business.
I know, you can advertise shoes. Shoes are good to...
I can't think of one... cobbler that I know, and I only know one cobbler that advertises. The only cobbler...
You know a cobbler.
I know a cobbler.
How?
Does he call himself a cobbler or a shoemaker?
I don't know him personally, but I just remember, Mum, you know him. He's the cobbler. It's like around the back of all these shops.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a weird house amongst the stores.
It's like he's in his garage.
Yeah.
And how do you know the cobbler?
Because I've had shoes that needed to be fixed, and because Mum knew.
Yeah. You get shoes fixed.
I have had shoes fixed. I've needed to fix my shoes, and I've known that Mum goes to this cobbler to get her shoes fixed.
Yeah, she did go to a cobbler.
Yeah.
Why would you get shoes fixed?
Because you love your shoes, but you've worn through the...
Yeah.
Get new ones.
No, but some shoes you can't get, because see, Rides, you wear...
It used to be a very common thing to get your shoes fixed.
Are you saying it never was? Cobblers just being like, God, I'd love some business.
Well, cobblers used to make your shoes.
Well, yeah. Making's different.
But now they fix them.
No, because like, so your shoes that you get, what do you wear? What's your typical like shoe? Like,
but what, sneakers.
What brand though? See, sneakers are always going to be the same. You're always going to be able to get sneakers. But if you get like a good pair of boots... Or fancy shoes.
They're one-offs.
And it might be more expensive to like buy a new pair than to just get them cobbled.
So they just put a new sole on. Or if the zip breaks, they put a new zip.
I used to do all sorts of things. Yeah.
Once I went to that guy, really he was so sweet. And I showed him the boots and I said, can you fix this zip? And he said, no. He said, you know, buy another pair. This boot is no good. And I said, oh, but I really love them. And he said, oh, okay, I fix.
And did he fix them?
Yeah, he fixed
them. That's amazing. And they're nice guys too, cobblers.
Yeah, well, obviously. Generally they tend to be good people. So cobblers are something you need to advertise. But do you need to advertise as a cobbler? Because everyone needs their shoes fixed. Well, Ryder maybe doesn't believe that. But
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Did the Germans make a lot of shoes?
Why do you say that?
I feel like Schumacher is a common name in Germany.
Ah, true.
Schumacher.
Schumacher. And Schumacher.
Whereas cobbler is not that much of a common name in English.
Yeah, that's true.
Mr. Cobbler.
James Cobbler.
I'm sure it is a name.
But you don't see it that often.
Not that often.
Not as often as Schumacher.
Schumacher in Germany is everywhere.
Yeah, I've never seen cobbler.
Formula One was a Schumacher.
Can you get Schumacher?
He died.
He should have stuck to the shoes.
That's true.
Don't laugh when someone...
No, I shouldn't.
He didn't die in a race. He broke his back skiing or something.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't think he did die. He still got him. No.
What, is he just under?
Well, this is what I heard. They kept him for ages. They didn't let him. He was supposed to be brain dead and the family said no.
Yeah.
So, like you three have to always do for me...
They waited
a year, and he came out of it.
You'll be all good.
So then they finally took him home.
Did he come out
of
it
racing again?
No, he was retired.
No.
Imagine if you stay alive for like
He's not in a good way, okay. But he's still alive.
If you stay alive for like 80 years or something, you'd be like an old humming fridge in the back.
That's just dad.
What's that electrical noise? But every now and then you get a switch off, you'd kick it and start up.
Oh, no, it does that. Imagine having to, like, house it for someone, and you're like, that's dad, just, I don't know, make sure.
We promised.
we made a promise. Make sure he doesn't go off.
That's our great-great-great-granddad.
Great-great-great-granddad? What, did we freeze you?
No, I'm talking about in the future.
You know, right, okay. Yeah.
His promise was handed down.
In the future, you can probably just cure him of that.
Load him up onto a computer.
Yeah, that's right.
You were going to say.
Become a chip.
Yeah.
You can plug a USB. Yeah. That's granddad.
You'd never open it. You'd leave it in the drawer.
Yeah, it'd get lost. It'd be how funny, though, in the pen drawer.
When you're rummaging for a USB, you're like, I got to transfer some files. You put it in, you're like, this one's grandpa. Take him out.
No!
What if you could still use it as a USB? So he'd give it to a mate to give him some movies and he'd open it up. Your grandpa would be there too.
Which movie were you watching? Got to interface with grandpa by just chatting to him about the films you want to see. Yes, so what are some jobs that don't need advertising? Because here's a story. So you know yoga? It's like a chocolate pudding yogurt.
Like a yogurt.
I think it's Australian, but it might not be.
Yeah.
Like chocolate yogurt. That is no longer advertised.
Why not?
I've never seen a
yogurt. But it's still there.
But it's still in the supermarkets. But I've never seen a yogurt ad since I was like 13.
Because they've done it.
Because exactly.
You'll know yogurt exists.
Yeah.
You think once it gets a certain knowledge, you got to. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The
thing with
not anymore. Yeah.
The thing with yoga as well is it's not going to change.
Nobody's going to like there's a brand new thing in yoga because that would ruin yoga.
Don't they every now and again just put an ad on for good old times?
No.
Yeah, yoga, not advertised.
You don't have to advertise.
Right. No.
And cornflakes, you were saying, Mom.
Yes.
Mm. Don't have to advertise.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
How does that happen?
Does anyone really like cornflakes?
Honey Joys.
Who buys cornflakes?
They're good in Honey Joys.
What do you mean you used to really love them, Mom?
Like when I was younger, they were my favourite thing. But you put sugar on them.
Oh, yeah. Sugar up cornflakes.
I like Special K.
Why? It's very funny that you like Special K. Why? I was in the supermarket with Zammit the other day and we were in the cereal aisle. I'm like, guess which one's Ryder's favourite? And he's like, Cocoa Pops. I'm like, wrong direction. He's like, Special K? Like, spot on.
What is it with Special K?
It's just nice. It's sort of wheaty, but not quite. It's not corny. It's wheaty. It's like cornflakes, but wheat.
Okay, yes.
It's delicious. Yes. A bit of honey. Oh.
Yes, that's right.
Honey on your Special K.
Yeah.
What
would you put on your Special K?
I'd probably just put sultanas or something in it now for sweet.
Then that's just brand or whatever.
Sultana brand. What was wrong with that?
Sultana brand.
Anything when it starts with Sultana.
You like
it?
I like it.
An interesting thing, speaking of advertising in Australia, is that we, and this is something we were chatting about the other day, right? In Australia, we advertise avocados and bananas, but not like a brand. We just say, eat bananas. I think that's pretty crazy. I don't think that happens. And eggs.
And eggs, yes.
How does the egg ad go?
I don't remember. Similar to the other ones. Yeah. Just eat an egg.
Eat an egg. It's good for you.
An ad would be just like white background, no music, someone just clip, 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 walks into the middle of the screen, ate an egg.
But I reckon you could advertise eggs by just someone getting an egg out of the fridge, a hot fry pan, crack the egg, sizzle it, slide it onto a bit of toast.
Mm.
That's it.
You know, that's a fun exercise. So like when they advertise food, like a brand food, they make it sexy. They make it look really appetizing.
Yeah,
but whenever they advertise avocados or bananas or eggs, it's always just like, eat bananas. It's good for you, you know?
Well, it's a lot
sacks
of...
it up.
They use special effects.
What do you mean?
It's like weird stop motion things, you know?
No.
Like the avo gets mashed by itself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all that sort of
it's
stuff.
It's a bit cute.
It's sort of fun.
Yeah. But I think they should... Imagine a banana... Because like... Bananas delicious.
Really, you're sexing up a banana, you're going a pretty low rung there.
Well, you could sex up bananas and two avocados at the same time.
Yeah.
You want to sex something up.
Yeah, but I'm just imagining like, you know, like slow motion cereal bowl. They cut the banana into little wedges,
splash
into the
milk. Just going to say something, speaking of that.
Yeah.
Remember once when I would have been like 8 and you were 12 or something? You got a banana and two apples, put them together to make a dick.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you doing? And he said, it's art. And I said, no, it's just a dick. It's just a little something. You're all, ooh, it's art. No smile on your face. It
really?
Wasn't a
you
joke.
Were serious? You were think like, I was genuinely a 12 yeah. being like, this two apples and a banana is high art. Do you think yeah. it might have been a joke
no,
on my
it
part?
Wasn't a joke.
That's very strange.
Because I remember watching him. You had that little look you used to get on your face, like when you're doing something and you do that and say it was art. And yeah.
Yes. I can imagine how much that must have frustrated you. As
so
kid.
Annoying.
Yeah, I can imagine.
What cereal did you guys have? I know we're not talking
Nutri-Grain.
About cereal.
Nutri-Grain.
Yeah, we had Nutri-Grain.
Loved Nutri-Grain.
Nutri-Grain was a classic.
And rice bubbles. Because I remember you used to pull the grid out of the central heating and put your little legs down there and have your breakfast.
Spill
and
the
I always
bowl.
Had to get down yeah. there with some big knife and scratch out all the dried rice bubbles.
I used to put plasticine down there too because it melted.
God, whoever got that house next. What was it? Because we gave that house up. We didn't give it up, but we sold it.
Yeah.
Did you have to get in there and clean out all the plasticine?
I don't remember cleaning out plasticine from the heating.
Maybe expert, just melted you
know.
Away.
No, I probably got it back again.
Yeah, probably just, yeah.
I just wanted it to be squishy and soft.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. I always remember that period of time when I was out shopping with you, Mum, and I was like a bit older, and I'm like, can I get Cocoa Puffs? And you're like, okay. That blew my mind. That was just like, because as kids, we weren't allowed sugary cereal.
No.
I always remember school camp, you'd get like Fruit Loops sometimes.
Oh, yeah,
and it
they
just,
were good.
Holy shit.
No, sugar see, I breakfast. Actually hate sugar cereal.
Yeah, see, I don't like
it
now.
I hate Fruit Loops. I hate
Cocoa
Puffs.
As a kid, you loved it.
Yeah, well, because it was a luxury. Yeah,
but the opposite happened to you. So this is what happened, right? Jackson didn't have sugar for the first year of his life.
Yeah.
And you don't really have a sweet tooth,
no,
do you?
Not really.
But then you came along and we were all having ice cream, so we didn't feel like we could go, not you, Ryder. Mm. So you ate sugar sooner, and so you used to like sugar.
Yeah.
But you're not such a sugar fiend anymore.
No.
Yeah, you used to be much more of a sugar
You used
boy.
To love your sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now you're like, well, you're eating Special K for breakfast.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But yeah, what are other things that we think don't need advertising?
Haircuts.
You've got yoga.
Hairdressers.
Hairdressers always advertise. Mm-hmm. I mean, not on the TV.
Shampoos advertise.
Yeah.
Yeah, hair products. Right. But no one's like, get down to, you know, this hairdresser and get a haircut.
Yes. Yeah,
so. You never see an ad for that.
Because we know we can.
Yeah. And if you want a haircut, you'll Google hairdressers and they'll come up.
But it might be worthwhile because I've had a lot of bad haircuts in my time.
Really?
Yeah. Have you only had good haircuts?
Pretty much.
That's pretty spectacular.
Well, I get the same haircut every time.
Yeah, that's true. But I think if I, because I, you never, don't really know where to go. So like the hairdresser that me, Zaman and Adam go to is like this hipster hairdresser called Lords of the North.
Right.
And that, I wish I'd known about that 10 years ago. You know what I mean? But because hairdressers don't advertise, you're like...
Well, 10 years ago, hipsters didn't exist.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You didn't need Lords of the North.
Depending on when you listen to this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true. What else? What doesn't need advertising? Or what needs advertising but doesn't have it?
Do you reckon in the future there's like a dad and son listening to this and the son's like, there was a time when there was no hipsters?
A time before hipsters, Papa?
It's true.
A sweeter time. A gentler time. I like that someone's listening to this and like, it sounds like the hipsters have overrun the world. Listening to it in a little bunker somewhere.
What do we have for entertainment?
It's just good business. Soon a wasteland cult will form around us. Ah, the day it is of it's just good business. What's your favorite kind of ad?
Skittles ads are great.
Oh, they are really good.
That guy with the moving beard eating the Skittles for him.
Yeah.
The little Skittles leak boy that he puts up on the
to
bus.
Eat the Skittles coming out of the rope.
I don't like the Skittles pox ones.
No,
it
me neither.
Freaks me out because she eats it right off his face.
I hate that. That's disgusting.
Oh, that one. Oh, yeah.
That doesn't make me ever want to eat a Skittle.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, do the Skittle ones work on you in that you eat more Skittles?
No,
do
I don't care. I don't even like Skittles.
Yeah, and what's effective and which ones do you like? That's a good question.
Fast food. I hate to say it, but fast food.
Yeah, food is always effective if you're a little bit hungry.
Yeah, 100%.
You always want to go and have that.
You see that burger, the Hungry Jack's fucking patties slamming against the grill, and you're like, yes. Yeah. And it's never that good, but your brain doesn't realize.
Yeah.
Or your brain is like willing to ignore it because you think, do you think every time you go to a fast food place, you're kind of gambling that you'll get the perfect burger?
No.
Do you know what I mean? So no, you're always, I guess what I'm thinking of is like McDonald's cheeseburgers are always very flat. You know what I mean? But sometimes they're not. So I'm
but
kind
you're
of
never are you ever really satisfied with fast food.
Yes,
like you are.
Absolutely,
you think this is great.
Yes, yes.
I will have a burger and I'll be like, "That was."
I wouldn't what I don't eat understand. It again. You know what I'm not satisfied with? Fish what? And chips. Fish and chips needs to up its game.
Yeah, fish Why? And chips needs to advertise more.
No, they don't. They just need to change it.
If you
up
get a
bit.
Good fish and chips, it's good.
Every single fish and chips makes me feel a little bit sick after.
Yeah, well, that's because you've had too
what
much.
What about that
maybe.
Fish we had at Grandpa's?
That was good.
That was so good.
I had a kebab.
Yeah, well, there you go.
No, kebab, never.
What? Always. You're never always satisfied. Down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how could they advertise? What could be better about fish and chips?
Yeah. Pitch me a fish and chip ad, right?
I think they just need to just get rid of all the gross oil.
Okay. So you think
maybe fry some of the chips instead.
What about if the fish was...
I mean, bake them.
Chopped up. Into like little fish fingers, battered fish fingers.
No, I don't
know.
Well, you give us an ad for your fish and chip shop. Yeah. What would you have?
No, I don't know.
Design an ad.
Well, no, fish and chips just don't need ads. They just need to change their shit.
So this is really a problem with fish and chips themselves.
Yeah, not the
advertising. Not really the ad.
Because we all know what a fish and chip shop is.
That's true.
No one's like, oh, fish and chips would be good, but we don't know it exists because no ads.
If you were changing up your fish and chip shop and you wanted people to come,
yeah,
how would you advertise that? Would you be like, has this ever happened to you? And you have a guy being like, oh, it was good, but I feel sick.
Too much oil.
Too much oil.
Nah.
I might open it with a guy drowning in a thing of oil and I'm like, too much oil.
I'd make it a bit more fresh.
Oh, okay.
Get rid of the batter. Not everything has to be in batter.
That's true.
You know, how about some really nice, like grilled prawns on skewers?
I think with that, though, you run the risk of becoming a seafood restaurant.
Be a seafood restaurant.
But then are you a fish and chip place anymore?
Yeah, because you sell
strange,
fish and chips.
The whole thing of advertising is pretty strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you think about it, like all the stuff that's advertised, all the signs and everything constantly. I'm trying to think, a thought occurred to me, what would a world like be like? What would you buy if there was no advertising?
But advertising's very recent. I mean, there's been advertising, so there was like a poster and or like a pamphlet or something like that. But
what
the
about
push to make
guy?
You buy
no, sandwich board
is
guys.
Very new. That was Freud's cousin or something like
that.
Yeah, that's right. PR guy.
And he went
yes.
to America and said, you've got to make people buy stuff.
Yes.
You've got to want to make them consume.
And his trick was stop talking about the stuff. Whatever it is, don't talk about the stuff. Appeal to the lifestyle or what that person could be if they got the stuff.
Yeah, see, that's clever.
He said, don't say it's a good car.
This put a is sexy a good girl car. Next to it.
Yeah, that's right. So you'll have this sexy girl
if you get
the car.
The car is secondary, really.
It can be a rubbish car. That's
because it's kind of funny. Like you see those old like 1920s advertised, like for snake oil or something, and they're like, here's the list
this
of 100 health benefits.
Yeah, that's right. So
but really, if those snake oil salesmen back in like cowboy times have been like,
so
here's my snake oil and a sexy woman.
That's right. And so you're selling what you could be. There's always this potential of, you know, we all know that all of us are useless and basically hopeless and have got no self-esteem. But we all believe that we could be.
Absolutely.
We could be something.
There's a big M ad that always like, it's like this group of people. They're going on a road trip. They're drinking Big M's.
Yeah.
They go for a ride on bikes in costumes.
Yeah.
Every time I see that ad, I'm like, I want that life.
Yeah.
I will never live that Big M like
down the beach.
You could.
I could.
It's not that hard. Like, they just get a shitty old car and drive around.
Yeah, I know.
What about the Coke ad? When we were younger, there was this Coke ad and this bunch of gorgeous, groovy people.
Yeah.
Had this massive round ball that they
That's
all
right.
rolled down to the beach and then got inside.
Yeah. Laughing, and having
like,
fun.
Yeah.
But did they tell you how tasty Coke was ever?
No. It's never about
you just saw them all loving Coke sick.
And you're like, I guess I love Coke Sick. Suppose that's what's going on here. Yeah, I think it's funny the things that happen. I think it's funny that, and I guess it makes sense, but like Red Bull is associated with extreme sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like how did, you know what I mean? Like, I guess
they're just
like,
a sponsor though.
But you know, you think now of Red Bull and I think of like surfers. I think of people driving planes in crazy ways. Yeah. It's become the...
But I bet to the majority
Action
of
Red... man's drink.
Yeah, yeah.
The majority of Red Bull drinkers are sitting on the couch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Watching the Red Bull ads.
The furthest thing from extreme sport possible.
It always annoyed me because it's blatant false advertising with Red Bull.
Yes.
They're like, it gives you wings. And you're like, no, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah. That's,
yeah.
That's
well, what they promise in images.
I just thought you meant like, oh, Red Bull will help make you a sick skater. Not Red Bull will make you grow angel wings.
But what a stupid ad.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But tell it's a good ad. Hmm? The V ad with the cockroaches carving things out of wood.
That was a good ad. That was a stellar ad. Mm. That made me want to drink V.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Guinness ads beer ads. Good. Beer ads are great.
Beer ads are good.
Yeah.
But what about that Aussie one? Matter of fact, I've got it now.
Yeah, that's a beauty.
You can get it.
Which one was that?
Yes.
Do you know that, eh?
That's Victoria Vitta. You can get it working. You can get it talking on the radio. You can get it pulling a plow. Matter of fact, I got it now.
What is it?
It's Victoria Bitter ad. And they've had that for years. That was around when I was a kid.
No, I don't think they still have it. Do they still have it?
Yeah, they still have it. Yeah, they have it.
And what is it? Is it a Victorian bitter?
No, it is that desperate thirst you have when you've been a man working hard.
Yeah. You need a sip of VB.
You need and a sip of VB. The only thing that can cure it, the cure for having it, is to chug a VB.
Sweet taste of Victorian bitter.
Yeah. And consequently, VB, I don't know how much is due to that ad, but is the top-selling beer in Australia, has been for a long time.
Yeah. Is it still there?
Yes.
I would say so, yes. Yeah.
It probably has because there's something to, and I guess that's another thing you've got to take into consideration in advertising. There's something to, it's like speaks to the Australian spirit. Of the hard-working bloke working on a farm.
That's right, yeah.
You know, at a construction
site. That's who we are.
That's what we're about.
Well, actually, we're not. No. We're the guy taking the train from Rosanna to the city 9 to 5 in a little suit coming home to the wife and
that
the two kids.
That is funny.
That's all we ever had.
That ad, but if you remove all of that like hard yak from it being like, you can get it in a board meeting. You can get it on the bus.
Yeah, that's right.
Get it in the pool. Matter of fact, I got it now.
Yeah. Well, they should have done that. They should have done the reverse. You know, you can get
that would have been good.
You can get it arranging the flowers. They should have done that.
That would have been great.
That would have been great.
Like, but then maybe that's another thing I think with advertising is you can like pigeonhole yourself to the point where Victorian Bitters could not bring out an ad that was like, hey, you know, making fun of that like masculineness because everyone would be so furious.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. I think it would work now. Wouldn't have worked in the 70s. They would have gone, hang on a minute. What's this?
I really like, so there's a flavoured milk company in Australia called Oak.
Yes.
You guys know Oak. Mm. Their ads are just this real awkward bloke yelling at you, and it's great.
Yeah.
There was one, it was for they had a Blue Heaven flavor recently.
It's good.
It's delicious.
Good. Have you had it?
Yeah.
Did you have it?
Yeah, I've had it like twice.
Oh, yeah.
You can only get it from 7-Eleven for some
reason. And Safeway.
Yeah. What I loved is that on the back it was like, we made something like we beat up bad taste and sent it straight to hell. Like, I don't know if companies are just like angry like
that. Well, we're going to be bashing Avo.
Yeah. Exactly. Imagine if the avocado ads we got were like, we're going to beat the shit out of your Avo.
Yeah.
This Avo's fucking more than smashed.
Yeah, you could have like a mom gets the Avo out of the fridge and peels it and puts it on the chopping board and picks up a big...
Yeah, just picks up a
penis,
big melon.
Bam, bam, bam.
Wasn't there an ad where a guy was cutting into an apple, but every time we did it, the apple screamed?
Yeah,
do you remember that one?
What was that
advertising?
I hope it was an anti-apple eating.
Yeah.
At least maybe cider.
Yeah, it might have been for cider.
Yeah.
Cider. That's amazing. Yeah. What do you think? Let's each choose one. The hardest thing to advertise for. Like a business or a food. What's something that you just would be so difficult?
Anything that has a bad reputation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like fracking. Yeah. To advertise fracking.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then fracking's not actually that hard because you just got to appeal to
people. If I had the land and they offered me money to frack, I'd let them frack.
You'd let them frack?
Oh, fuck yeah. If I got the money from all the fracking, I'd do
really,
it.
Really, though? Really?
Yes, why? Really.
Good on you.
Would you, Jeff?
Standing up for what you believe.
Well,
would
you? Give us your fracking ad, then.
Yeah,
there you go.
Advertise fracking.
You love fracking.
Maybe I want a frack ride. Yeah. Sell me on fracking.
So you've got a one fracking maybe, and you've got two against fracking, real anti-frackers.
Well, I think the ad would be...
No, do the ad.
Shut up.
All right.
All right.
I don't know the ad.
Oh,
you do the orange ad.
Orange.
Where is it? Yeah, fuck
you. You've got to make it up in your head. I'll do
that's
orange
what I'm
ad.
Saying.
If you do a fracking ad, I'll do the orange ad.
No, I don't want to. No, I'm not doing
anyway,
it.
Anyway, it would have to be.
Well, it would have to be something like just only advertising to the people that would care. So you're not like trying to make fracking look good.
But you've
saying,
got them. You've cornered that market. You've got to expand your market.
If there's a fracker in here, he's like, great, frack away.
Well, I'd just say, you know, if you've got more than enough land, let us frack. You'll get money. You worry about the environment later. Because what else are you going to do?
Yeah, that's all you've got.
Can't say fracking's good.
It's
actually good for the environment.
You'd be like, the environment sometimes it needs to like exfoliate its pores. And that's
you could have
kind of like what we're doing with fracking.
You could have somebody who's so maybe 50, maybe our age, and you could start the ad with like, you know, you've probably only got 40 years left. The environment won't be destroyed by then.
Yeah, also be like, you get like maybe...
But I reckon you're all miles off. You're doing what they used to do in the 1800s before the PR.
How would you advertise fracking?
So you just have two guys who are coming home on the bus from work, say, and their bus goes along a road near Sydney Harbour, and a guy goes past in a yacht, waves... Isn't that Fred? Yeah, I think it is Fred. How did he get the boat? He fracked.
See, that's it.
That's it. That's
now I want to frack.
He fracked. You want to be Fred?
Yeah, exactly.
You
I
don't
want
care
the...
about fracking.
I want
fracked,
the yacht.
He
fracked
the yacht.
We all frack.
Hashtag frack like
maybe
Fred.
Maybe we just frack.
Do you frack like Fred? I frack like Fred. Oh, tell me you don't want to frack like crazy now.
He should have fracked like Fred.
Yeah, exactly. Seeing a guy being like, oh, I'm too poor to afford beer with the boys. And they're like, well.
A better ad. Alarm clock goes off.
Yeah.
You know, 6 o'clock in the morning. Off goes the alarm clock. Late, sleepy guy gets out, drags himself into the shower, you know, walks out, trudges off to the bus stop. Someone comes past in a Mercedes or, you know, like a Lamborghini or something. Number plate, I fracked.
That's it?
That's it. That's
your
ad. There you go.
See, I'm trying to think of like a very unappealing food and think about how I'd advertise that. I'm trying to think what's the...
Tripe?
What's an unappealing...
Tripe is hideous.
But no one's having tripe.
No, but I got to make people
sell
have tripe. The tripe board has come to me and they're like... Jackson Valley tripe eating numbers
and
a lot.
They said, we'll pay you, you know, $500,000 a year. And you said, yeah, where do I sign? And then you went home to your wife and said,
what's tripe?
Ah,
honey, what's tripe again?
Isn't tripe some sort of ice cream? No, don't make
done? Sitting in the kitchen being like, I'm sure it's, oh my God. Because tripe is awful, right?
It's the lining of a stomach.
Yeah, stomach lining.
What do you do with it?
So,
what do you do with tripe? What's
it
for?
I think people used to boil
it. Yeah, they
boil it and have it like a soup.
Do people still eat it?
Yes,
some people do, yeah.
That's so annoying.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Remember tripe eaters.
Oh, are you eating tripe?
Yeah.
So annoying.
Probably what I'd do for an ad like that is I would have maybe, so there's like a guy and a girl on a date, right, and... The guy's like, they're like, oh, what will we get you? And he's like, oh, I'll have, I don't know, like something real pedestrian. He'd be like, like a hamburger or something, or even like a steak.
Yeah.
And he gets it, and she's like, and she rolls her eyes, like, oh, that's what you're getting. And then she, maybe she, as she rolls her eyes glance at this very distinguished looking gentleman over in the corner by himself, maybe surrounded by women, and he's eating a bowl of tripe.
Yes.
And I don't know, tripe colon for the distinguished gentleman.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe yeah, she even leaves old hamburger or old steak and goes and twirls a tripe around a fork and sucks it up.
Well, tripe, no one knows what it is.
Yes.
So it could be like, what are you eating?
Mm, yeah.
True.
It's got to be on the new age food, sophisticated.
Yeah.
Is it healthy?
Yes. This is a key
thing. Is it healthy?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it is healthy.
You said yes straight away.
That's how you advertise.
That's the way you advertise. You have to find something in tripe that's exotic sounding.
Mm.
And
it doesn't sound good at all.
Could be healthy.
What does it look like? And also people say, what a lot of tripe, which means what a lot of bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. So health benefits can't be that tripe.
Good. You're starting on the back foot advertising tripe. But I think that's because no, you can't advertise because food, you know, comes in different categories. Yeah, they're advertising it like everyone's having a good time eating tripe.
Yeah.
You either advertise it like eating tripe with the blokes.
Yeah.
Or you're like, oh, tripe's good for a family dinner, or tripe is a distinguished food.
But I think you've got a good distinguished food. Tons doesn't of look pale good. Now.
Yeah, that's true.
It looks
true.
Like a sick beehive.
Yes. Yes, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And people eat, it's got to be part of the new age food movement, you know, and you've got to get on that bandwagon.
So it could be someone walking through a restaurant and they see someone eating something that they've never seen before because who's seen tripe?
Yeah.
And they say, what's that? And he goes, it's tripe. It's delicious. And in the end, they say, try tripe.
Oh, try tripe.
Try tripe.
That's good.
Yeah.
Try tripe.
Try tripe. Try tripe.
It's got to be the distinguished looking fella looking at the camera and like giving him a wink and be like you know, get no luck. I don't know.
It's not
going to
work.
Try.
It's not going to work.
Do you think that'll work? What do you think
will
work
None of
better?
These things you've said are
Frack
nothing.
Like Fred or try tripe?
Frack like Fred's good, but try tripe, no.
Why is try tripe? What's wrong
because
with
no
it?
One's looking at that. Gross white stuff.
Yeah, but you
like,
have to like maybe have it chopped up with a bit of kale. And...
Well, no, and because no one's thinking when they see that ad, that looks good.
Well, you just have to.
They've sold tofu, they've sold kale, chia seeds, things that are not initially tasty. So maybe you can marinate the tripe.
Imagine the tripe.
There's better parts of a cow, is what I'm saying.
Yes,
that's a problem with tripe.
It's like
trying
to advertise tongue.
Oh, you could advertise tongue.
Ox tongue.
Just gonna lick somebody with it.
But that's gross. No one's like, you know, I might try that.
You put tongue in a burger, I imagine. Hey,
yes. Oh, even worse.
You know.
No, but and also there's a big movement in eating all of the animal.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Nose to tail.
There you
go. Nose to tail eating, they call it now. So
maybe you tug at the heartstrings. Maybe you have a baby cow. Or like he gets processed and then you just eat the burger and then there's just the sad baby cow's ghost being like, why didn't you eat my tripe? You ate all the good bits, but you left my tripe. All of me is delicious.
And you've probably got a point because you get as much nutrition out of the one calf if you eat it all.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to have to kill two cats.
Yeah, exactly.
There's your ad.
An angry guy comes on the screen. He's like, it's simple math.
It's one or two.
One or two. Would you rather kill one baby cow or two baby cows? Eat, try.
You want to be a horrible person or you want to save one baby cow's life? Eat the tripe.
Eat the tripe. Eating tripe is your sworn duty, is what that ad sounds like it's saying.
But I think this... You know, hipsters and people who think they're environmentally doing the right thing, plus getting this secret nutrition, you know, they'll be really interested in nose-to-tail eating.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a little catchphrase in food now.
Well, how did they advertise kale? How did kale get so successful?
Yeah, well...
They said it's really good for you.
But, like, do you remember any kale ads?
There was never kale ads.
No.
Well, it was just a trend.
It's but there were articles, articles in magazines.
We're all only thinking TV.
But there's so many other options.
You need to pay a dodgy research team to come out and write a paper.
What I need, I don't even need a paper. I just need like a celebrity health person to write a book or whatever to advertise the benefits of tripe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. The tripe diet.
Yeah.
Surely if you're only eating tripe, you'll get thin, right?
Maybe you could find a really old Japanese population.
That's why they're so long-lived. They've just been eating tripe. Look at that. Throwing away the rest of the cow. They're just getting by purely on tripe.
On the tripe.
It is funny to imagine the fracking one on like a Today show or like a morning show where they're like, how did you make your millions? Fracking. What else? So
what are you going to advertise? Huh?
Yeah, what else is difficult to advertise?
What about like, can it be tours?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Like maybe a tour of Werribee sewage farm?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's too...
I think that's
too specific.
Hard to advertise.
Is it too specific?
Yeah. It needs to be like a product or not that. I don't know. It's like saying...
You could jazz it up a bit.
A tour of fucking our house or down the road.
You could have Mr. Henke.
Yeah, yeah. But a tour of our house is not a bad idea. If I saw that, I'm like, some people are just having tours through their house.
I would go cool. Would you go to a tour through just some other random people's house just for a look, right? And you could see how they lived and whatever.
Well, we were talking about that the other day. If there was an apocalypse and you were the only one left, that would be one of the benefits, is getting to go through people's houses and snooping around and learning about them. Yeah. Oh, these people had this.
Oh, this was from there.
Oh, they did that. Look under their bed. Oh, they had that.
Yeah. But I think a sewage farm's a good one because it's the kind of thing that I'm very interested in, but I've never seen advertised. I don't know. Like, I'd love to do a tour of a sewage farm.
Well, we did one as an excursion in primary school.
Sounds fascinating. Yeah.
And did you like it?
We
or was
hated
it. Just,
it stunk.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I think a sewage.
We were all like had our little noses blocked, and we're like,
I don't think it's a place to take little primary school kids.
But you know, you could have like. Really cute masks, like Peppa Pig masks or something like that, that you put on your Peppa Pig mask.
Yeah, that's true.
So but no kid wants to do it.
But
no,
you've got to advertise
to kids. But it was interesting.
It's educational.
I think kids, that's so easy. It's just kids love poo jokes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and you saw some poo.
Yeah, you love toilet humor. You have like a little cartoon pig mascot being like, come down to the sewage farm. Maybe it doesn't sound like that. I feel like your mascot shouldn't sound like old men. Coming down to the sewage farm, kids.
Yeah.
You know, they'd love that. I honestly think if you were like to, you know, to any of our young cousins, if you were like, do you want to go see some poo? They'd be like, yes! So badly. Maybe that's all the ad is. Do you want to see some poo, kids? Come to the sewage farm. It's sick. Yeah.
It was amazing because I think they did like the journey of a poo.
Oh, really?
And that was kind of fascinating.
Yeah, see, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I've also always wanted to do like a sewer tour.
Yeah.
Of like a really old city to like
see. Yeah, I think that'd be interesting. Yeah.
Like Melbourne, maybe not so much because, you know, it's just going to be all modern. But like going
we've got beautiful sewers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know.
Old.
See, that's the thing.
Maddie, he, you know, can go on tours.
Oh, really?
Because of his job. He's got access to all the... They're all beautiful and brick. And
see, that's lovely. Mm. But I guess it's going to smell as well. But that's part of it. That's something
you just
gotta
cop. If there was like a big gush of it? That's what I always think of. Imagine like being swept away and that's how you die.
That's not going to be good for the primary school.
Yeah.
That's going to get your sewer tour shut down.
It wasn't like that, though. It was kind of like pools.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You're always scared of that.
Of what?
They don't exist, big gushers of random water. You used to always say that when I would hang out in the drains.
But yeah, that's what they're for. They're storm water drains.
But there was no storms.
But
you'd just be like, it'd be the middle of summer and you'd be like, oh, what if you get washed away?
But there could have been a storm somewhere else. It doesn't have to be.
No, because the other end is a tiny river.
But the river gets big. That's what happens.
I've seen it.
Still, you're still around. And that's good.
Know.
Right, it's just angry glare. Someone made that so good because clearly this is like a point of contention and has been for a long time.
Well, you went in anyway.
Oh, all the time. Yeah, it was fun.
You both did, you naughty, naughty boys.
I only went in the middle of summer. I didn't want to get swept away.
Yeah, good. See, Jackson, listen to me.
What about you, Dad? What's something that you think is a struggle to advertise, but... It's hard to come up with.
I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to come up with, but let me think about it. There must be something that's hard to advertise.
Well, I like that we've kind of got something advertised to kids. We could kind of something advertise in that, like, it'll make you cool.
Yeah.
Then there's, like, you're better than everyone else by having this thing. What are the other, like, categories of advertisement?
Yeah. Well, what do people not like? Not like, hey, dentists. How do you make people like a dentist?
I've seen dentist ads.
Yeah. What about something? What's something really boring that we've all got to do?
Library.
Library.
Libraries
are great, but you never see them advertised. No one's ever like coming down to the library, read a book, look at a couple of old people. It's a library.
Right. What I want to do is make people read books.
Okay.
I think a lot of people actually read books.
Yeah, they do. But, it's happening. But do teenagers read books?
Yes.
When was the last time you read a novel?
Last year.
What'd you read?
Harry Potter. I read all seven.
Oh, you did too.
Teenagers read a lot.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're like probably the biggest readers. I know two people that read constantly.
Okay.
What else did you read last?
No, that was it.
I don't think so.
What?
Didn't you read the Twilight series?
Not last year.
When did you read that?
I thought when the internet went out, you just went mental and read everything.
No, I just read Harry Potter.
Do you still read books, Jack?
Not as much as I used to.
You used to froth a book.
Oh, yeah. I really did. And I'm sad that I don't. I have like a book sitting in my bedroom here, just like two chapters in that I just haven't touched. And I hate it. I wish I was reading more.
Yeah, I loved it.
I love reading, but I just don't. I'm like, eh, but
you seriously reckon people read just as much as they used to?
Yes. Well, no, because there's better things to do now.
I mean, there you go. How are you gonna advertise to get people to stop, put down your phone, pick up a damn book, and not in a way that sounds preachy, because most of those ads are.
That's right. Yeah, I don't want to appeal to, oh, it's better for you, or any, you know, something it does to your brain.
You have to go... Things breaking. A book can never break.
Yes,
Your Wi-Fi stopping doesn't affect the book.
Oh, that's a good,
no, my book ran out of battery.
That never exists. That's right.
That would be cute. There could be somebody reading
and
then the Wi-Fi goes down and someone's like, oh, the Wi-Fi went. And they could go, did it?
That's all you need. Just that did it is the whole time. Oh, my battery flat. It. Is it?
Well,
back to the book. And someone who's working with the mouse, you know, when you just like you had now, like which with the thing, the computer won't work, frustrated, whatever. laughing, smiling at you.
Love my book.
Oh, that's incredible. Right? Reading all these things, you know, and there's other person just going, why won't this work? You know, and calling to someone, Steve, the computer was doing this. I don't know why.
Could you have an ad where it's like somebody's reading a book and then all of a sudden, like, it starts glitching out and the words start going and then it just, and like, the book disappears and they've got their phone and then it's like, oh, well, it won't happen with a book. But
I've got a variation on that. They're reading the book, it glitches out or the pages disappear or whatever. It even starts to smoke or burn. And then down the bottom, it goes, just a caption, never happens.
That's perfect.
Great.
There's your ad.
So out of all these ads we've pitched today, what one are you most
interested? I didn't actually pitch one.
You didn't. That's right.
Oh, weren't you pitching one before?
No, you stole mine.
What was yours?
I stole yours.
Mine was a fracking one. You stole it.
That's true. That's true.
Well, but whatever. I'll take it.
You told me to do oranges. You do oranges.
Do an ad for oranges.
Well, I just make it the same as the other stupid, like, non-brand things that we do.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Just be like, eat an orange?
Yeah, be like, orange is a great, Australians eat them.
My favorite thing about that is your answer is that every time we did and it's just good business where we needed to zhuzh up, we were like, oh, let's make bread cool again. Your ads always were that. They're what? Like, hey, eat bread. You're doing it anyway.
I think he's got a good idea with the
answer. Oh, no, I'm not criticizing. It works.
So would you have to have iconic Australian people. Is that what you mean? Like,
No, rider just means rider, presumably, in front of the camera being like, eat oranges. They're good. It's all Australians eat oranges. Eat an orange.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's not more advertising. It's keeping it in check.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not...
Don't forget oranges.
Yeah, it's...
Don't let...
Just a friendly reminder that oranges are there for you to eat.
There for you. Oranges are there for you.
They're there for you.
They're there to be eaten. They're not serving any other purpose. Just
they're there for
orange.
You, not there for you.
What?
Well, they're not there to comfort you or anything. They're just there for your...
But isn't that your play on words?
Yeah.
That they comfort as well.
It's probably best not to have the clarification in the ad.
Yeah.
Like, they're not there for you. They won't comfort you.
If you've just broken up with your boyfriend, don't turn to it.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be good? Someone crying on the couch.
The orange, that's all right.
The orange comes in and just oranges are there for you.
I like that. It's just like her crying and then she looks and you can't see off camera. She's like, thank God you're here. Orange.
That's great. That's good.
And on that note.
No, wait, I've got one more thing.
Okay, yeah, sure.
For my sewage thing.
Yeah.
Poo stamps.
Poo stamps.
Yeah, so like when all the kids leave. No, not made of poo.
Okay, yeah, got that.
But you know, they'll
thought.
Get a little stamp.
Of like a little poo. Swirly dairy
yeah,
whip.
Yeah, a little poo. Swirly poo. Yeah.
That'd be hilarious. They'd never wash their hands.
Kids would adore that. Because kids are so easy to advertise for. Yeah. If it wasn't so disgusting, all cereal brands would have a poop mascot.
Yes.
Kids would be,
they'd love it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the Cocoa Pops poop was like, hey, kids would just do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, poo stamps, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Yes.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
That was just good business.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sandspans Radio Network, just head to sandspansplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sandspansplus.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.